SBS Radio.
Mr. Zangari, welcome to the Syrian program SBS Radio. As you are well aware, Fairfield has always been a safe Labour seat since it was created in 1953. And last election, you managed to get almost 54% of the votes. What's your hope or expectation this year?
Thank you. Lovely to be with you and your listeners. Well, the hope is to win Fairfield and win government for the Labour Party. Mm-hmm. Nothing can be taken for granted in Fairfield. Mm-hmm. We must work hard. No such thing as a safe Labor seat, although, yes, it has been held since the 1950s by Labor, but we always must work hard to represent the community.
Mr. Zangari, as a shadow police minister, how do you feel when you read or listen to headlines like the following? The most dangerous suburb in Australia is Fairfield. Drive-by shootings. Gangs war on rise. How do you feel about this? Even though I might admit there is a bit of sensation, but how do you feel in general about what's happening in Fairfield?
Well, look, under the Liberals and Nationals government, they've taken the eye off the ball when it comes to police. And what we need to do is ensure that there are enough police on the ground in order to stop people from taking to a life of crime. I've called out for the last 8 years for more police resources in the area because Fairfield is a great place. Mm-hmm. This is a place that people like in the Assyrian community make positive contributions. People get very upset when they hear that this is a so-called dangerous place. Look, you can walk the streets of Fairfield safely. The crime statistics point out that, you know, in all areas there are issues with crime, and Fairfield is no different to any other place.
How safe is Fairfield and the surrounding neighbourhood, Mr. Zangari? I have to repeat this question again. If you remember, 8 weeks ago, on the 11th of January this year, a young Assyrian died after being stabbed while getting a haircut at a salon in Mimosa Road, Bosley Park, in broad daylight.
Well, look, that's a one-off incident, and the thing is that we need to respect the privacy of the family that have lost the loved one, you know, and there's an investigation going on in that at the moment. Irrespective of that, no one wants to see that type of crime happening in their area. Mm-hmm. Like I said, this is a good area, the Fairfield electorate.
So to stop the crimes, Mr. Zangari, and clean Fairfield from illicit drugs, gangs and drive-by shooting, like how they cleaned Cabramatta in late 90s and early 2000, what resources you think we need? What will Labor government do that's not done by Liberals?
Well, what you need is proactive policing, and New South Wales Labor has committed to 1,500 extra police officers over the next 4 years. The last government, the last Liberals and Nationals government, did not have as many police coming into the system. As we know, policing is a very difficult job. If you have more police on the ground, proactively walking the streets and working with community groups, that will give a better result for the community. We know that there are many Assyrian community organisations that work very closely with the community, and that's what you need. You need to have that relationship between police and community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the police can only do so much. You can't have police on every corner of every street because it doesn't work like that. But what you can have is more police in cars, on foot, on bicycles, patrolling the area so that would-be criminals don't do what they do when it comes to crime. Now, the issue that you mentioned about the unfortunate stabbing in Bosley Park, it hurt the community. Not just the Assyrian community, but the community at large. No one wants to see, no one at all, who's a parent, who's a brother, a friend, a young person, taken their life taken away by another one.
That's right. But in addition to an increase in the number of police, what other resources, Mr. Zangari, are needed to clean Fairfield area from these crimes?
Well, what we need to do is make sure that the police have got the resources in order to tackle gun crime. That's what's important here. You know, let's not just focus in on Fairfield. Crime happens around the state. It is very unfair that we just talk about Fairfield as being a hotspot for crime,
but
because crime happens everywhere. It is unfortunate. It is a sad thing of life. Mm. But the reality is that people choose to go down a life of crime. And what we must do as elected officials and parliaments and governments ensure that there is a good relationship between community and police, and that police have the resources on the ground in order to get the intelligence to tackle this scourge of violence on the street.
Let's talk about education, schools, and I know your background is teaching, a teacher in Catholic schools. What problem do we have currently, and what will Labor government do to solve those problems?
Well, currently, we've got a government that wants to spend $2.2 billion on stadiums. The Labor priority is schools and hospitals before stadiums. Our policy is to ensure that there is a replacement of aging demountables at schools. Our policy also is to fix schools and get rid of the maintenance backlog that has been in our schools right across New South Wales, and particularly in Fairfield, for the last 8 years. We're also going to air-condition classrooms. This is in the state system, air-condition classrooms. Yesterday, Michael Daly committed more funding for literacy and numeracy teachers for New South Wales public schools, as well as support staff for mentally challenged students. That is, you know, people who are going to look after the counselling of students who are suffering. We know that Fairfield has been an area that has had the humanitarian intake of 7,000 refugees. That means that there are refugee students who are going into schools that need support. Right, they need that extra support from the councillors. And New South Wales Labor, Michael Daly announced yesterday that we are committed to providing extra resources for those support teachers and the support councillors. So people who are here in Fairfield deserve to have that support, and the Daly Labor government will provide that support.
Finally, Mr. Zangari, would you please tell us about other priorities that you have for your constituency in the Fairfield area?
Well, my priorities are to assist the community as much as I can, and that is to assist them with the cost of living. Labor has some policies regarding the cost of living when it comes to assisting children getting on transport with the free Opal card. For school-aged children, this will take the burden off families, as well as assisting those people in the community when it comes to electricity prices. Labor has a big policy when it comes to reducing electricity prices by re-regulating the market, as well as giving people the opportunity to have solar panels on their roofs right across New South Wales, and particularly in Fairfield. Look, they're just a number of measures in order to assist the people in the area. I also want to assist the people by ensuring that Fairfield Hospital is adequately staffed and resourced. That's why last week, with my colleagues Nick Lulich, the member for Cabramatta, and Hugh McDermott, Dr. Hugh McDermott in Prospect, with Walt Secord, he's our health shadow spokesperson, we committed $55 million to the redevelopment of Fairfield Hospital. It's much needed, and that is a big priority for my community as well as the surrounding communities. And the final thing, final thing is with priorities, is to assist people when it comes to public transport. The public transport under the Liberals and Nationals government has been diabolical in our area. It is now taking longer to get to the city catching a train, an air-conditioned train, than what it was 4 years ago. So their measures and their priorities, as well as the cashback to the M4, the Liberals and Nationals decided to put the toll back on the M4. Labor has committed to reversing that by saying, we will give you the money back that you pay on the toll. And that's another way that we can assist our community when it comes to the cost of living.
3 years ago, with your presence, Mr. Zangari, your colleague Hugh McDermott committed $3 million to an Assyrian organization. Nothing has been eventuated, and nothing more than empty promises, as someone from the board of directors put it to us. Can you please inform our listeners what happened?
Well, the fact that nothing eventuated is because we're under Liberals and Nationals government. You know, the commitment, I can only speak for Labor, the commitment was made by my colleague, should we get into government. Now, we didn't get into government at that time, and obviously that could not occur.
So if Labor Party wins the upcoming elections on the 23rd of this month and got to the government, would you fulfil this promise?
Well, look, that's something that needs to be costed, needs to be submitted. I'm not just going to promise things out of the air. just out of the air like that, because it doesn't work like that. That was from a past election campaign, and that is something that would need to be considered.
Okay.
But one thing is for sure, that should we get in, we'd like to open up the negotiations with the community to see what is needed. And that's certainly something that I can commit to, as long as my colleagues, is to see where's the commitment and how can we assist. So we're very happy to assist.
Mr. Zangari, thank you very much for your time and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.